You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot, fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. I get excited about it like when Tatum play a Jalen on the breakaway, a Kyrie when he make a trade, and nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth that after you play it, you gotta repeat. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and J. King. Locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. And well wishes go to Gordon. Listen, after every game is very important, Millie.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are rolling our way through the schedule. If you listened to the last one, which if you didn't, Jay, you're stupid.
You're stupid.
Oh, God damn it, Jay. You missed your mark.
Jeez, you know, I figured.
My bad. You know, my bad. I dropped the ball on that one.
Alley-oop went flying out of bounds on that one. If you missed it, we roll down the first 22 games of the schedule. I went 16-6, Jay 17-5, Sam Packard 18-4. We are all back for part two. We will go through the December portion of the schedule and through the first half of January, the next 20 games or so, the next second quarter of the season. So let's get it started. Gentlemen, Saturday, December 1st at Minnesota. Now, let's just reset things. The Celtics have played on Friday at Cleveland. We've already picked that game as a Celtics win. They then turn around on the next night and go to Minnesota on the road. Who wants to go first? I'll go first.
There you go.
I'll say that's a tough turnaround. And I'm going to say that's a loss.
Fair enough.
You going loss? Yeah. Going loss?
Yeah.
Three.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go loss.
Sam?
Yeah, I'm going to go win. I don't buy Minnesota. Jimmy Butler's talking all this nonsense about how he hates playing with Wiggins and Towns. Towns should be better.
Jimmy Butler talking that nonsense? Or what? Are anonymous sources talking that nonsense?
Anonymous sources who are talking to Jimmy Butler. I don't know. Tom Thibodeau plays them a lot. That can't be good. They didn't really get better. They barely made the playoffs last year. I just don't buy them as a great team.
They're interesting to me because I think Towns has another high level to reach. And I don't think Wiggins is totally a lost cause.
Oh, no. Wiggins sucks. I'm totally anti-Wiggins. They're paying him $100 million to not try on defense.
I'll have to agree with you there, but I do think he's not a total lost cause.
I don't know. He's 23. He's got a lot of work to do, but there's still time.
And the anonymous sources say that Wiggins and Towns don't put in the work. So I don't know if they're going to like make the jump. I agree. Towns has all the talent in the world, but we haven't really seen him put it together in terms of being like an impact player on the defensive end. For a Tom Thibodeau coach team, they're just not very good defensively. I haven't bought into the Timberwolves at all, and I didn't think they were a great team last year, and I don't think they got much better. Plus, they're losing Jamal Crawford, which is a huge hit.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. I don't know what they're going to be. They are very much a mystery, but there's still a ton of talent there. And like I said, Wiggins 23, Towns is 22. There's still so much time for those guys to wake up, to find another level. They're just really, really good. And the Celtics coming off that game, a game at home, it's one of those games where you're switching time zones so that the clock change might help, but you're getting in late. You got to turn around. You got to play a team that has that talent that's playing at home. I can see it as a loss. This is
all right. Four.
Okay.
Good fine. Take. Good
okay.
Take.
Great. So now I think the Celtics have a chance to rip off a bunch of wins because after that game, they've got 4 games off and they play 4 days off. Then they play the Knicks, on that Thursday, which is essentially a day off, because I got that as a win.
Yeah, that's a win. The Knicks are trash. We've established that in the past podcast.
But Kevin Knox is going to be brilliant to watch.
And this will be the last time he's going to be in the TD Garden for the entire season, so it'll be pretty special.
Must watch.
You better get a ticket already, SeatGeek. I don't know, those Kevin Knox tickets could get pretty expensive by December.
You laugh, but when he wins Rookie of the Year.
For those who didn't hear our previous podcast, Corrales said in the first quarter of the season, Kevin Knox is the one guy he's most looking forward to seeing.
Don't lie. Don't lie. I said Giannis Antetokounmpo is the guy I'm most excited to see, but I'm also very interested in seeing Kevin Knox. That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. Don't put words in my mouth, J. King. You may be a god. I don't know how to finish that, but whatever. That's what I said. I don't think that's a bad take, to be excited for a rookie, to see a rookie come in. I'm excited to see that guy come in. I think he'll be good.
I'd rather watch baseball than watch the Knicks. I would rather watch Gilmore Girls than watch the Knicks. I would rather watch.
That's a lie, J. King. You love basketball, and you don't like the Gilmore Girls at all. I think you're being hyperbolous.
The Knicks don't play basketball.
Hold on. Knicks or Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets?
Yo, Harry Potter's jeez, dope, bro.
Yeah, but that movie was trash, B.
We disagree there.
I mean, I wanted to ask you. I thought it was a reasonable. Does this count as one of Jam's dumb questions, or do I have to come up with two more at the end of this one?
I don't know. That was a dumb conversation question. Is pretty dumb. So
that's because you're not a Harry Potter head.
Not at all. Not one bit. Not at in the least.
A Harry Potter feed.
Nice. Okay. So the Knicks is a win. Bulls, one night off, go to Chicago. That's a win, right? Everybody say a win, Chicago?
Oh, no, I'm going to say that's a loss.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I got to balance out my blinding green optimism with picking some games that the Celtics shouldn't. They should win, but they end up losing. I just feel like that happens in every NBA season. And I just had that bad taste of that game in Chicago the other night. So I'm going to put that down as a loss. They don't show up. They overlook themselves. They're riding high after destroying Kevin Knox's Rookie of the Year candidacy. And so I'm going to put that down for a loss.
Okay. Jay, I assume you have that as a win?
Yeah, I don't think the Bulls could beat Emerson.
Not when I was playing. New Orleans Pelicans on Monday at home. Pelicans on the road in Boston. I say the Celtics win that game.
Can I bring up the revenge factor for the first time on this podcast?
Yeah.
Revenge factor, Celtics beat the Pelicans after losing to them in J. King's hypothetical world the first time. So, I think I had the Pelicans winning.
Yes.
Yeah, so Celtics get them back.
Okay.
Win one for the Gipper.
I think they're going to win because they're going to be so distraught with their loss in Chicago the two nights before. So also a revenge factor game, but it's like more of a personal revenge style thing.
There you go.
That works. Night off at Washington. The Wizards
are hilarious. John Wall and Bradley Beal have the most irrational confidence for a team that's never made out of the second round. And they just always talk, and it's just kind of like a fun thing. I think the Celtics win just because more revenge. The theme of this podcast is revenge, and it's going to be the theme of all podcasts.
What's the revenge factor there?
Oh, because John Wall said that he thinks the Wizards are going to be good this year.
I think the Wizards beat the Celtics.
Ooh.
With Jan Mahimi making $15 million a year, the Wizards are trash. What, you think Austin Rivers is going to be a big difference maker?
I actually do think Austin Rivers will be a big difference maker for them. Yeah, I do.
I just walked into that one, huh?
As a matter of fact, I do, sir.
Think of who they've had running point guard. It was the backup point guard. It was Brandon Jennings. And then it was like Tim Frazier.
Hey, you respect Tim Frazier. He looks like the Smacks Frog.
Former Celtics training camp invitee.
The first guy I ever spoke to in the locker room, because I went up to a Red Claws game. Very nice individual, Tim Frazier.
That's fantastic at all. But Austin Rivers is a big upgrade from what they've had in their backcourt recently. So I actually think he'll help. Dwight Howard probably won't help too much, but he's replacing Marcin Gortat, so who cares?
Dwight Howard.
The number of illegal screens is going to go down.
Yeah, Gortat was an incredible, incredible screener.
I want to pick this as a loss just because, but I can't pick a Dwight Howard team. I just can't do it. So Celtics win. And now, that we've got Atlanta and Detroit back-to-back. Atlanta at home after a night off, and then Detroit on the road. I'm lumping these two together because I just think they're two wins.
Atlanta, you trash.
Trash.
Detroit, I think, sneaks one here. Detroit sneaks one here.
Yeah, on the back-to-back, traveling to Detroit. Detroit's a weird building. Jay King lost his wallet the last time he was in Detroit.
No, my phone. My cell phone, yeah. But that dude, what was his name? Coffee. I think it was actually Kafi, but I was calling him Coffee accidentally. And I left my phone in his cab, and he brought it back to me after the game. What a guy.
And I think that the disrespect that you leveled on him will curse the Celtics in their second game in Detroit. And so I think that's going to be a loss for them.
How did I disrespect Kafi? I mean, you're
calling him Coffee.
Oh, that was because his name was spelled like Khafi or something. I thought it was Coffee.
I was just trying to justify why they're going to have a loss. I mean, the whole premise is pretty sweaty.
Either way, that guy's an absolute legend. He had his daughter brought up, like, she used Siri on my phone. They couldn't get into my phone. They used Siri to call home, and then they called my parents who got in touch with me. I mean, Kafi went to great lengths to get me my phone. That's why his hometown team, the Pistons, are going to beat the Celtics.
Okay.
But if you really know Kafi, you know he grew up in Atlanta, and he's actually a Hawks fan. You don't know Kafi like I know Kafi.
These are just lies.
Yeah, no, I never met the man.
Three nights off, and then the Phoenix Suns. At home.
That's a win.
Yeah, that's a win.
That's a win.
Book that one.
All right, night off, and then Milwaukee at home, Friday night, Milwaukee. I'm putting this down as a loss.
I don't know. They beat Milwaukee. This is the home stand where they start to get it together. This is they're going to kick it into gear, yeah.
They're at like the 30-game mark. I think it's a win. I think the Bucks don't know how to beat the Celtics at home.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I'm still going to put down the loss.
So here's what's going to happen. Celtics are going to pile up a four-game win streak after their loss to the Pistons, and then their game against the Rockets is going to be electric on December 27th. You can book it here.
So Charlotte at home and Philly at home. So it's every other night here. Charlotte and Philly. I'm putting Charlotte down as a win. Jay's putting Charlotte down as a win. Sam?
I like it. I like the Jay universe of the four-game win streak and the electricity against Houston. So win in Charlotte, win against the Sixers.
The Sixers is the Christmas Day game. So, yeah, we're winning on Christmas Day. And then Houston on the road. What do you think? I'm going to say, man, Houston's going to be tough to figure out. Losing Ariza, adding Carmelo.
They're going to beat Houston. They are going to beat Houston. And really, this is when the buzz is going to reach its peak for the Celtics season so far. When they beat Houston to push their winning streak to 5 and to get to like 24-7 or whatever it is in my hypothetical world.
I'm in.
I'm not as optimistic. Playing in Houston is going to be tough, and they have this James Harden fellow who's quite good.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Smart's annoying magic only works at home.
See, I can see this build up and winning in Houston, but then a couple nights later losing in Memphis. Coming off of that high, there'd be a letdown. Memphis is not going to be good, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. For some reason, I'm going to say that they'll be healthier. and the Celtics will be looking ahead to the San Antonio Spurs. I'm going to put down Memphis as a loss.
Ooh, the Memphis loss. You know what? I kind of like the Memphis loss. I think I like the Memphis loss. It all depends, granted, on the health of Conley and the health of Gasol.
Yeah.
But I don't think Memphis is trash anymore.
They're not trash. If those guys are healthy, they'll be mediocre. But
I think with Gasol, it's more, does he give a shit? Because last year, he did not give a shit.
Who's their new coach after they got rid of Fizdale because he was angry at Gasol for not giving a shit?
JB Bickerstaff.
Oh, people like him.
Jay, you
putting that's Fizz. True.
This is a loss? You putting down the loss, Jay?
No, I can't. I can't put Memphis. We're going Celtics win here.
Okay. Sam?
I'm going to go Celtics win. Even though Jaren Jackson has very long arms and I liked watching him play in Summer League, I don't think the Grizzlies have much talent this year.
All right. Then Spurs on the road. I haven't beaten the Spurs.
Spurs get the W here. What they thought was the Raptors curse is actually the DeMar DeRozan curse.
Oh, Interesting.
Boom.
Can Jalen stay home on DeMar's many pump fakes?
I think he's learned his lesson. He's staying down.
That's not true because I saw some footage of Jalen Brown playing some kid like one-on-one at a camp. Totally I think he was in Jakarta, totally and he totally bit on a pump fake, and I just laughed because that's Jalen's going to be Jalen.
San Antonio Spurs, Sam, win or loss?
I'm going to go a loss for the Celtics. I think the Spurs are going to be pretty good, and Pop is good, and the Spurs generally have a culture of winning. I buy into all that nonsense. I'm going to say loss.
So the Celtics end December on the 31st, on Monday the 31st in San Antonio, and then they come back home to face Minnesota, Dallas, and Brooklyn on the homestand. Indiana.
I think this is another revenge game, isn't it? I'm not even sure. All these games are bleeding into each other at this point.
Yeah.
I don't remember whether I had the Timberwolves beating the Celtics earlier in the season, but I'm going to go with the revenge factor.
It's a
Celtics win.
I got to win.
I think they win the next four.
Yeah. Dallas, Brooklyn,
the Celtics are going to be
Indiana.
A really tough team at home. Yeah, I think they're going to be.
I think they sweep that homestand.
Why are they going to be such a tough team at home?
Because they were in the playoffs. The jungle, the TD Garden is a great place to play. They feed off the crowd's energy.
But they weren't that great at home during the regular season. Do you remember that?
No, I don't. I don't remember their home road splits. Can you enlighten me?
Yeah, they weren't great at home during the regular season. They were, I believe, the best road team in the Eastern Conference.
But
Gordon Hayward is a notoriously good home player. That's what they say about him.
This is a dumb conversation, but
the Celtics are 27-14 at home.
They'll be fantastic at home.
And they did have the most wins on the road.
See?
During the regular season.
Who's the god now?
Well, I think it's always according been to you, Jay, it's, yeah, it's you always would... been you.
We're all gods.
Shouts to the listener gods who are staying with us through these trying times.
Agreed.
So, Jay, where do you stand on the homestand? Minnesota, Dallas, Brooklyn, Indiana.
I got win Minnesota, win against Dallas, yeah, win against Brooklyn. And Indiana's going to knock them off.
So you've got three wins.
That could be a big Doug McDermott game. Watch out for Doug
you're,
McDermott.
You're just saying that because you wanted to keep going with your they're not that great at home talk. But I'm pretty sure in the previous podcast you sullied the Pacers' existence and you didn't think they were going to be that good. So
that's a little inconsistent,
Jake King. A little inconsistent.
But it doesn't matter when Doug McDermott has 11 three-pointers, does it?
No, it would not matter, but I like that prediction.
And let's wrap it up with the three games on the road. Back-to-back Miami, then in Orlando, and then Brooklyn. So every other night after that. Miami, Orlando, Brooklyn.
First time they're playing the Heat. They're a scrappy team. They're always going to be in shape. Back-to-back, I think they lose to the Heat and then win those next two games.
I'm on the Packer train on this one. Same thing.
I'm in on that. I
woo. Packer okay. train, leave the station.
All right.
The Packer train, loading up on the Packer train.
All right. I like this because we went a little bit quicker on this one.
Oh, it's like doing three games at a time instead of one game at a time is faster. It's insane.
Okay, let me total these suckers up. So Packard at 16-5. Jay King at 15-6. And me at 17-4 in the next round of games. So through, let's see. At this point, I have the Celtics at...
This is where your mathematics skills are getting tested.
33-10.
Can someone check the math on that, please?
Jay King has the Celtics at 32-11. And Packard has them at 34-9. Is that right?
Oh, they're only going to lose four more games the rest of the year after that and finish at 69-13.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. I'll have to keep that in mind moving forward.
So this pace, we're kind of all in the same ballpark. So the individual wins and losses, you know, may be a little bit different, but we're all in the same ballpark. We all have the Celtics on a pace to win 60 some odd games. Now, which is interesting because when the over-unders came out, Jay was saying, take the under. It's very hard to win 58 games.
And I'm still going under.
You've got them.
We've gotten to the second half of the schedule, Corrales.
Yeah, but you've only got them losing 9 games through half of it.
No, I had them losing 11. Don't confuse me with Packard again. That's disrespectful.
11. Oh, I'm sorry. 11.
You were literally just on the Packard train. You're going to come at me with this nonsense?
That's disrespectful. Most insulting thing I've heard in 30 years.
You've basically got them winning 60 games. You're on a pace to win 60 games at this point.
So far.
Yeah, I like this comparing to our previous predictions because that's totally going to sway how we pick the
they game. They haven't played the Warriors yet. They've only played the Rockets once. They haven't played the Lakers yet. Like, there's a lot of losses in the Celtics' future.
Wow. All right. Well, I guess you guys are going to have to stick around to see how the big losing streak Jay King's going to have the Celtics going on so he can justify his pick of the under.
I also want to say I'm a little mad at the NBA. They usually have the LA trip during January, February, the true winter months. This year it's in March. I would much rather have the LA trip when I can most enjoy LA while it's snowing on you bitches. And
is that a collective you, or are you talking coming right at me and John?
I think he's coming at the two of us.
I did not mean that for the listener gods.
Jay wishing ill on, you know, me and you, which is fine.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm sorry for saying the B word. That's a bad word.
You know, look at this. Jay is growing as a person. That's a legitimate thing. That's, you know, that's a common phrase that we all throw around, and, you know, it's good to catch ourselves because it's not something that we should be doing.
I'm sorry, guys.
Here's to Jay. Right. A saint and a scholar. I think it's time for Jam's dumb questions for the next 20 part of games.
Let's do it.
All right, so during this period of time in these hypothetical universes, we have crossed over from 2018 to 2019, and right now we are standing at January 14th. So my question is, what will your New Year's resolution be for 2019, and will you have it at January 14th, 2 weeks into the year?
You mean like our personal resolutions?
Yes. Yeah. What's your personal resolution?
I don't do New Year's resolutions either.
If I'm going to change something, I'm not waiting until January 1st to do it. I'm going to do it right away.
Time is a social construct. I agree. New Year's resolutions are for the birds. Screw the Gregorian calendar.
That's right. What makes January 2nd any better or worse than these other days? All it does is give you an excuse to do bad things. I don't know.
Yo, whoa.
Let's just go Kaizen, baby.
Screw the Gregorian calendar, man.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I don't have any other dumb questions. I think that was dumb enough as is.
But if we're gonna, you know,
are there any other Knicks rookies you want to be very appreciative of?
No, I'm just gonna watch. I'm putting the Knicks on League Pass just so I can watch Kevin Knox every night.
Oh, that inspired me to do another dumb question. Oh, okay. You know how League Pass? I don't know if they still have this option, but they used to have an option where you could pick 5 teams to follow on League Pass.
Yeah.
What 5 teams, let's say not if so, assuming we're watching the Celtics game, what 5 teams would be in your League Pass 5 teams? This being said, you might not want to pick the Lakers because you know the Lakers are going to be on national television a bunch, so you know, might not need their games. So what 5 teams make the best League Pass teams this year?
That's a very good question. I'm going with Nuggets. Nuggets.
That would be
they're going to score 150 points a game. I want to see whether Isaiah can become Isaiah again. And Jokic is just going to be chunky and slinging dimes all the time. Who else do I have up there?
Jazz?
No.
He's anti-Jazz.
No, I'm not anti-Jazz. I think Donovan Mitchell's phenomenal. I love watching Donovan Mitchell. I just think they play too mucky. They're too defensive-minded. I don't want that on a League Pass squad.
They play the slowest offense in the league like the past 3 years. They're painfully slow.
Yeah, I don't want that on a League Pass squad. It's cool to win games and stuff like that.
It's cool to win, but you got to do it flashy for Jay King's eyeballs.
Yeah. Who else do I have here? This is a very important question.
Jeez. We're picking 5. You're picking 5 teams. So, like, the Warriors, you put them on there because they're going to be all over national TV. Like,
I don't know. I think
Warriors
they might
and Rockets,
it.
Yeah.
No, I put the Warriors on there because I want to watch them 82 games. So, they're up there for me.
Does, like, midseason Warriors get you going, Jay King?
Not this past year because they didn't give a damn.
That's going to be the biggest reason that you might not put them on there because they may not care. And it's going to be
this year. I think there's also the possibility that DeMarcus Cousins and Draymond Green either fight each other or together take out another team's top player. So
okay.
I think that's another layer of another important layer here. I'm kind of fascinated by the Lakers. I'm not going to lie. And I know they're going to be on national TV all the freaking time, but I'm going to throw the Lakers on there. I'm a big watching LeBron kind of guy. He just, his basketball intelligence does it for me. Cleveland is way down the list. Charlotte is way down the list.
I think the Sixers might be on there. I think the Celtics are they're the healthy competition and rivals, but they still have like some younger, exciting players. Maybe Markel comes back and actually can shoot the ball. Maybe Ben Simmons starts shooting threes. I still think they're one of them. Like I'm just trying to think of like the top 3 teams in each conference and the in terms of excitement or young players. And the Sixers, as much as I don't like them, they're still entertaining.
I'm throwing the Pelicans on there just because Anthony Davis, man. That dude is special. Give me Anthony Davis.
Sure.
And then, you know what? I'm going to throw a curveball. This is going to be a curveball. There's always the one team on my League Pass squads that I end up just loathing. My choice. Not the team, but just the fact that I could have chosen any of 25 other teams and landed on this squad. And this squad is going to be that. I'm going with Dallas. Luka Doncic, baby. I need Luka.
That's fair.
And you're anticipating you're going to hate that choice, though.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because they're going to be terrible.
I'm in
you ready for some
experience?
Harrison Barnes games?
Then they're going to lose like 65, yeah. And Harrison Barnes is just going to be chucking from the mid-range. And I'm going to hate life whenever I watch them. So That'll be the league pass team that seems good to me right now, but will totally end up in flames.
All right, so I'll say that I'll make my choices as like the non obvious choices, like the ones that aren't going to be all over national TV, and your only chance is going to be league pass or basically nothing. So I'll put the Raptors on that list because they're never on national TV. Even though they're in our division, we'll see them a bunch, but you got to basically get league pass to watch the Raptors. I'll put the Pacers on there because I'm very curious to see what they're going to do.
I forgot about my boy, Fred VanVleet. Yeah. I might just have to put Fred VanVleet on
there. There you go.
On my list.
Obviously, I want to watch my boy Giannis, so I'm going to put the Bucks on there. I like the choice of the Denver
Nuggets. Is that a Greek thing, or do you actually appreciate watching Giannis?
I love watching him play regardless. The Greek thing is a bonus. So, but yeah, I love watching him play anyway. And I'm really like fascinated by his development. He's, you know, when you got a guy that size, it's so freakish, that is so clearly one of the best players in the league. But he was drafted, 15th overall? To see somebody kind of like defy the expectations and watch that guy get consistently better and better and better, that he could be, if he can ever get that shot down, he could end up being like a Durant-level player. Like, he's a consistent three-point jumper away from being Kevin Durant, and that's just amazing. So I'd love to watch him. But, like, he's not at that level yet because he doesn't have the jumper and doesn't have quite the ball handling ability, but he's on a path where he can.
That's a weird comparison to me. That's a weird comparison. And I know you're not saying like the playing styles, or at least I assume you're not saying the playing styles.
No, they don't play the same type of game, but like the type of like the length and the ability for a guy of that size to do so many different things. And yeah, at that level, they don't play the same kind of game, but you know, there's, yeah,
he's a problem. He is a problem.
He's a big problem. So two other teams, I will say the Nuggets is one for sure. And since we did the fifth one as a curveball, I'm going to go Sacramento Kings draft pick watch.
You took my curveball. I was about to go on a Kings fan.
Sacramento Kings, just for the draft pick watch.
Pick watch is going to be huge. Kings pick, Marvin Bagley. They've got a bevy of young guys, and Zebo's in there randomly. I think the Kings are mostly because there's no other teams that are really popping out, because it feels like the league's pretty top heavy this year. So the teams you would expect, like the Lakers and the Warriors, they're going to be on national television so much that I don't necessarily want them to be a league pass team. So I like the Kings selection, and the Kings pick thing is certainly interesting.
Yeah. So, all right. Okay. That's good. I like that. We got through some pretty nice dumb questions. I like it. Good show.
So you're here.
Well done, bros.
All right. Gods among gods. We are. So, got a couple more of these going, so we will get those out for the next couple of days. So stay tuned for that. We'll figure out what our win totals are going to be. In the meantime, give us that 5-star rating. Give us that good review, please. If you're not a subscriber, go ahead and subscribe, because you're missing out on all of this good stuff. It's a good show. We like it. You should subscribe to it. And make sure you tell all your friends. Spread the word. Tell everybody to listen to us, the Locked On Celtics podcast, here on the Locked On Podcast Network.